Hello and a very warm welcome to a special programme from Radio Prague to celebrate Christmas here in the land of good King Wenceslas. I'm David Vaughan, and as I sit here in the studio, the snow may be melting outside, but there's still plenty of Christmas spirit. In just a little while, we'll be having a look at some Czech Christmas music that may not go back quite as far as the days of Good King Wenceslas in the 10th century, but certainly is steeped in Czech folk tradition. But before that, over to Pavla Horáková with a Christmas edition of Mailbox.
Welcome to a Christmas edition of Mailbox. This Sunday is Christmas Day in the English-speaking world. In the Czech Republic, the 25th of December is known as Božího Vánoční, a day on which people visit their relatives and gather around a festive meal of roast duck or goose. Thank you very much for all those beautiful Christmas cards and greetings you have sent us. For example, K. Tiagarajan and T. Chaisaktivel from India, Paul Peacock and Ian Juniper from Australia, Al Vibiral and Dale Fisher from the United States, Imran Hassan Qureshi from Pakistan, Jorge Macuervoa Reyes from Peru, and AKM Nuruzaman from Bangladesh. Many of you have also visited the Christmas pages on our website and taken part in Radio Prague's Internet Advent Calendar competition. For example, Charles Konechny, who listens to us in Ohio.
At this time, my wife of 45 years and I would like to wish all of you in the English section a very Merry Christmas and best wishes for a happy and productive new year. I am looking forward to the next year of competition. I am also entering the Advent calendar contest.
And from elsewhere in the United States, Ted Schurzinger has sent us this greeting.
I'd like to take this opportunity to wish the entire staff of Radio Prague a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Greetings from the wintry Catskill Mountains of New York, where we've had multiple nights of minus 20 Celsius temperatures this week and are now facing a mix of snow, sleet and freezing rain. The snow I can handle, but we really don't need sleet or freezing rain before Christmas.
On the other side of the globe, in New Zealand, the weather is quite different, and that's where Marcella Ross is writing from.
Hi in Radio Prague. Thanks for your yearly input in our lives down under. Thanks for the news, sometimes sad, sometimes crazy, sometimes less understandable from the political activities, but fresh. With this email, we wish all of you Happy Christmas. I dream of a white Christmas. And for the coming year, 2006, all the best in your life.
And Marcella's compatriot, Arcadia Wiley, needn't dream about a white Christmas. She has made her dream come true by coming to the Northern Hemisphere.
Hello, Radio Prague team. I'm here in the Czech Republic with my husband. We're in a flat in Česká Lípa. I love being here this Christmas holiday season to experience a white Christmas in the beloved country of my husband. Snow is everywhere. It's so wonderful to walk around the town and feel the spirit of Christmas this time of year. I enjoy reading your articles, especially Mailbox and ABC of Czech. I find these two are interesting and helpful for me as I'm learning the language. It's not easy, but I will get there one day. Well, I have to say bye for now and wishing you all the very best for the Christmas holiday season and a happy and prosperous new year.
As a matter of fact, Arcadia Wiley is not the only Radio Prague listener who's spending this Christmas in the Czech Republic. Mike Hughes is from Nevada.
I enjoyed listening to your Christmas carols from the Czech Republic. We will be visiting our son in Germany this Christmas and will actually be spending Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in Prague, as we have never been there. I'm not sure where we are staying, but I'm sure we will enjoy the city and people very much. Thank you again for the carols. Veselé Vánoce. I hope that is correct.
Thank you too, and Veselé Vánoce, or Merry Christmas to you too. And in just a few moments, you will hear some more Czech Christmas music in a festive edition of Encore. We'll meet again in the new year, so till then, enjoy the holidays and thanks for listening.
That special edition of Mailbox was presented, as always, by Pavla Horáková. And now, some music. Yes, it's a Christmas encore for you today, and as usual, it's with me, David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson.
So, Patricia, you've managed to make your way through the snow and slush of a wintry Prague.
Mm.
Tell me, what is it we've just been listening to? It certainly sounds very Christmassy.
That was an excerpt of music by one of the earliest Czech composers, Karol Holan Rovensky, called Již slunce z hvězdy vyšlo, or The Sun Has Come Forth from the Star. And that was an arrangement by Michal Pospíšil and his Ritornello Ensemble.
And if I remember rightly, we have featured music by Holan Rovensky in an earlier edition of Encore. He was a Jesuit priest, wasn't he, who compiled a massive songbook in the late 17th century. I believe it included over 900 pieces, and many of which were especially for particular church holidays. So let's turn to another piece by Holan Rovensky, this time as interpreted by Pavel Klikar and Musica Antiqua Praha.
And perhaps we should point out that since the manuscripts to these pieces are in a kind of musical shorthand and not fully written out to the last detail like a modern score, there is a fair amount of leeway in bringing them to life. And most performers try to bring as much historical and stylistic knowledge to the pieces as possible. But still, as you can hear, the results, stylistically can be quite different.
That was Spanele z Archiholubičky, which here is translated as Delightful Doves of the Ark, performed by Musica Antiqua Praha under the direction of Pavel Klikar.
And on that same CD, we can go back a generation earlier to the sort of grandfather of Czech classical music, Adam Václav Michnas Otradovic. Here is Michnas Vánoční magnet a střelec, which means Christmas Magnet and Archer, which is a title I don't begin to understand. Do you, David?
No, I don't. It's most peculiar, but the music is lovely, so let's have a listen.
Amen.
beautiful. Musica Antiqua Praha with Adam Václav Michna's curiously named Christmas Magnet and Archer. And I must try and find out why it's called that. Let's now turn to a musical form which is almost exclusively used for Christmas music, at least here in the Czech lands, called the pastoral. And Patricia, if you could tell us something about these Czech pastorals.
Well, the pastorals tell the Christmas story in a simple way, usually starting with the shepherds in the fields, getting the message to go to Bethlehem and so forth. They were frequently written by the village music teacher or the priest, and they weren't meant to be any kind of high art, although some trained composers did write them, but they were just meant to add to the village festivities.
And so presumably they must be steeped in folk tradition, and I guess that many of the composers are anonymous.
Yes, and there is a CD called Do Betlehema Pastuškové, or To Bethlehem Shepherds, which contains nothing but anonymous pastorals. And here is a wonderful one, wonderful in its rather naive simplicity, called Hleď Kubo, Divná věc jest, or Hey Jack, something strange is happening. In it, you hear a female singer saying, Hey Jack, something funny is happening, and he answers, What? By saying, Topak. And she says, God was born today, and he answers, Where? Or Grepak. And she says, In Bethlehem. And he says, How? Jakpak. And so forth. So it's always just something puck. And then they switch roles. And it only lasts 2.5 minutes, but it gets the message across. And I think it's very sweet.
Delightful stuff, and it was soprano Milada Čejková and bass Jaromír Bělor in a Christmas pastoral by an anonymous Czech composer on an Audion CD entitled Do Betléma Pastuškové. And staying in a popular or folkish vein, let's turn now to Christmas music from the Wallachian region of Moravia, far off in the eastern borderlands of the Czech Republic.
We have a CD here from a folk ensemble called Vsatsan. This is a song about caroling, or koledovani, in which groups of singers go from house to house singing, hoping for treats and even money. In the first section of this song, the singers sing about how they're caroling, and then they ask to please be let inside so they won't freeze. And then the tempo picks up, and a rather jolly party ensues, with copious thanks given for having been let inside and given gifts.
And one of the lovely things about this recording is that you can hear the characteristic sound of the Wallachian region's folk music with fiddles, clarinet, and hammered dulcimer bass, and a rather nasal style of singing.
Right. So here is the Vsatsan ensemble with Koledi ze Zashove.
Vsatsan ensemble with Koledi ze Zashove. And there is one quite famous carol, also about shepherds, sort of a popular theme over here, called Pashli Ovce Valashi, in which the shepherds are relation. Do we have this somewhere?
Yeah, we've got it here performed by a group called Valashki Voivoda.
So there's the Wallachian shepherds in Pasli Ovce Valashi, a delightful and very, very popular Czech Christmas carol, or should I say a Moravian Christmas carol. And let's stay with the folk idea a little bit longer with a carol about, believe it or not, Czech bagpipes, or Dude, which we also featured in an earlier program.
So according to Wallachian folk tradition, they were not only Wallachian shepherds in Bethlehem, but they also played the Dude. And here is the children's choir, Bambini de Praga, playing or singing Hraj Dude v Jesličkach.
Which means they're playing bagpipes at the cradle. Well, certainly not Silent Night,
poor
is
kid,
it?
Yeah.
And the arrangement there, actually, this arrangement we're going to hear, actually has some of the children imitating the drone of the bagpipes.
The Bambini de Praga Children's Choir with They're Playing Bagpipes at the Cradle.
Yes, delightful. And it looks as though we're running out of time. So, well, we've got time at least to wish everybody who's listening a very, very, very happy Christmas.
And a wonderful new year full of beautiful Czech music.
And hopefully plenty of bagpipes. Let's leave you, I hope we'll have time enough to play a little bit of this, with the Bambini di Praga once again singing a very popular Czech carol, Jak si krásné je zulátko. And if you'd like to contact us, of course, our address is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Or you can email us at english@radio.cz. So from all of us here at Radio Prague, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Ondes Courtes. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Sept heures vingt-sept. Europe, 5930, 7345. 8h30, 8h57. Europe, 9860, 11600. 17h30, 17h57. Europe, Afrique Centre, 5930, 15710. 19h30, 19h57. Europe, Afrique Ouest, 5930, 9430, 23h, 23h27. Amérique du Nord, 5930, 7345. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.